Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. At noon today in New York, the price for a barrel of what's called light sweet crude oil was $58.80. That's a lot of money. Joining us is John Dimsdale of Marketplace's Washington Bureau. John, oil prices, I think, went over $60 a barrel for a moment in London earlier today. They're not that high right now, but still pretty high.
That's right. That's right. There are a lot of long-term factors, like fast-growing economies, especially in the U.S. and China, that continue to test the world's capacity to pump oil and ship it and refine it. We seem to be perilously close to maxing out, and the summer driving season and the potential for hot weather creating a lot of electricity demand, it's all keeping traders on edge. But there are also a couple of short-term issues that are driving up prices. In Nigeria, which pumps 2.5 million barrels of oil every day, there's an unsettled political situation, terrorism threats against foreign consulates and embassies, and a kidnapping last week of 6 oil contract employees. They were released over the weekend, but it all adds to the skittishness. There's also a threat of an oil worker strike in Norway. Norway's the world's 3rd largest exporter. A salary dispute there could cause a walkout as early as Wednesday.
Well, if people are now looking at $60 a barrel, how long is this going to last? Do they know?
Some people are predicting $100 a barrel. Analysts are saying only a decline in demand can turn the price increases around. If people decide that their travel or oil-based utilities are too dear, they'll rein in their demand. But Barbara Shook with the Energy Intelligence Group says even $60 a barrel doesn't seem to faze consumers.
How much higher it goes beyond that will depend on just when the pain threshold comes into effect. So far, the American public hasn't complained too much about $2.50 gasoline.
John, you know, oil is so vital to the economy, to transportation and heating and production of consumer products. There's got to be concern that oil at this level is going to hurt everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Ideally, oil at these prices will act as a gradual brake on the overheated economy, a self-correction. It takes the edge off the excessive growth in China and even in this country, which helps the Federal Reserve keep interest rates low. That's the rosy scenario. There's some support for that in the longer-term outlook. There's a field-by-field check of oil supplies and pumping capacity coming out that finds supply should outpace demand for the rest of the decade. That's from the Cambridge Energy Research Associates, who find plentiful reserves in Russia and Iran and Iraq. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we're looking at why the family that started the New York sports TV channel Cablevision is trying to buy the company back from shareholders.
Thank you, John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace from American Public Media.